Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
1240 home games have come and gone, and tonight the Magic will play their final one inside the Ace. Or at least, maybe that's a little bit of a tease. Maybe it won't be the final one. Magic now in complete control of their own destiny in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. A win tonight would go a long way in securing a potential playoff berth for the Magic, and then hopefully a few more home games in the NBA playoffs. And with that said, hi everybody, welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the beautiful Sunshine State. Magic are getting set for what is a 7-10 tip time tonight as they welcome in the Atlanta Hawks, a divisional foe, and Trae Young, who continues to make his case for Rookie of the Year honors. And before we get underway, I want to make sure that we take the appropriate moment. You know, yesterday, Dante, I, Cody, as well as Brandon Kravis hosted a one-hour show about a playoff push, about where this team is and where they could potentially be going. And you guys showed out last night. That was wonderful. You know, I've done this show for 5 years, and that was the best interaction we've gotten, the most excitement that we've gotten, and it was tremendous to see how excited people here in Central Florida are. So in the second segment, we're going to take your calls. We want to hear how excited you are for tonight's basketball game, where the Magic are going, where you think they need to go, and how in the world you tell me how they stopped Trae Young, because I want to know. The dude went for 33 the other night, and they're going to have to find a way to contain him tonight. But here's what we have coming up on the show. In the first segment, because it is the final home game at the Amway Center, at least of the regular season tonight, we wanted to talk about where this Magic team stands, where they could be going. And so in about 30 seconds, we're going to be joined by OrlandoMagic.com's own John Denton. We'll talk to him about tonight's game and about the playoff hunt, maybe about Steve Clifford and Michael Carter-Williams. And then in the second segment, it is all about you guys. So hold on, stay tight. We'll get that phone number coming up here in a little bit. But just a reminder, guarantee your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 1920 season plan today. So if you're looking for playoff tickets, go ahead and book a full season plan today, and you're guaranteed playoff spots. You can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long with plans starting as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to purchase your full season plan today. Magic will play their final home regular season game today. We hope it is not the final game of the season at the Amway Center. And with that said, I want to go ahead and bring on their OrlandoMagic.com's very own John Denton. First off, JD, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. But if I were to tell you that when the Magic were 11 games under 500 in the middle of January, that we would be here with the Magic currently tied for the seventh spot in the Eastern Conference playoff spot, how stupid would you have called me?
No, I would never do that. You know me, Aaron. I'm a ray of sunshine.
Oh, absolutely. But this is where we are, JD, and I'm still kind of flabbergasted by how far this team has come since late January.
Yeah, you know, we always saw it. We saw the great games, the great performances, you know, at San Antonio early in the season, at home against Toronto, in Milwaukee, big wins at home against Golden State. In Golden State, had those guys beaten, you know, and then they let them rally. It was always about consistency, putting it together, doing it every night. And, you know, the Magic kind of hit that low point, and for some reason, the magical point of this season, you know, no pun intended, has been January 31st. Magic came from behind that night against Indiana, big fourth quarter from Terrence Ross. And since that night, the Magic have been a totally different team. I mean, you know, they've been a team that's been great against the great teams. They've been, you know, solid against the not-so-good teams. They finally found the consistency that they needed, you know, early in the season when they were so up and down.
Well, it's not only that, and it's just their home record, too. You know, entering tonight's basketball game, 24-16 inside their home venue, winners of nine straight at home, and I think it's 12 of their past 13 or some ridiculous number about that. You know, for years we've sat here and said that if you're going to win in the NBA, you have to find ways to win at home. How big of a difference has it been? You know, one, tonight is fan appreciation night, so the boost that they've gotten from the home supporters here, but just them learning how to play inside their home building and really taking advantage of it.
Yeah, you know, it's been noticeable, and a lot of the guys have pointed it out that, you know, they can feel the energy in this building, and they can feel the hunger of Magic fans wanting to get this thing back in the playoffs. I mean, think back during those Dwight days, Aaron. I mean, back in those days, you could count on a sellout every night. They were going to be loud. They were going to be into the game. And, you know, the Magic, understandably, some of those fans have gone away the past few years through the struggles. But you can feel it now. I mean, you know, it's going to be a full house. They're going to be loud, and, you know, it makes a difference with this team.
It is the most wins since 2010, 2011, when they were 29 and 12. Producer Cody whispered in my ear and told me that, JD. You know, just so we all know, he's a pretty good one. But, you know, something else I attribute to that is, you know, defensively, it seems like this team at that point in time really bought into what Steve Clifford was saying. And it was almost like that was a breaking point for them, that they had tried to do it on their own, tried to do it the way that they had done it the last few years, and realized that it wasn't working. It wasn't until then that they finally started to lock in on the defensive principles that Steve Clifford has established. And to me, that is another thing that has kind of let this team take off.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, if you look at that 25-game stretch, I think the Magic were 18-7 over that 25-game stretch, number one in the league in defensive rating. They clamped down. They started using their length. I mean, you could really see it against teams like Atlanta. Atlanta's averaged 120 points a game since the All-Star break, number two in the league. They come to Orlando about a month ago. They scored 91. The Magic's length is real. I mean, Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, Vooch. Then you bring in like a guy, Michael Carter-Williams at point guard. I mean, that's a lot of good defenders with long arms and, you know, great height. And they're giving teams problems. And, you know, Evan Fournier even said the other night, he said, when we're great defensively. And I think they know now that, you know, if they lock teams down, they're going to have a shot to win every single night.
Right now, talking with our very own John Denton. You can catch him on OrlandoMagic.com. Does a great job covering this team. Hopefully, we'll be having some playoff pieces from him in the very near future. But, you know, you mentioned Michael Carter-Williams. The Magic officially signed him for the rest of the year, and in the process, they had to waive Isaiah Briscoe because they needed a spot on the roster for if this team does theoretically make the playoffs. You mentioned defensively just how much of a difference this team has grown. I think a big part of that is what we've seen from MCW in that second unit, too.
Yeah, oh no, he's totally changed things. I mean, Steve Clifford's coached in this league for 19 years, and he said he's maybe the best perimeter defender he's ever coached. And you see it with him on pick and rolls. He's never out of a play. He never dies on a screen. He actually does a really good job of not getting screened. You know, his second game in a Magic uniform, he actually got hit with a pretty good screen. Trae Young was getting away from him going down the lane. He took these two huge steps. Got a good contest, made Trae double pump on the play and missed the shot. But it just shows, you know, Michael's desperation and his fight on defense. He's never out of a play. And Cliff likes to point out, you know, guys who are good defenders give multiple efforts on one play. They don't just make one effort and then the play's over. Sometimes you got to make three and four efforts, and Michael's really good at that. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that he's 6'6 with long arms. And I mean, he went up against Kevin Knox the other night and stuffed him with two hands. And that was one of those two-handed Dwight Howard-type blocks that we used to see, you know, back in 2012.
I was going to say, that was one for the highlight reel. When that happened, I sat there and I was like, that is about as impressive as a block. It was a chase-down kind of a block, too. You know, and you mentioned both bare hands.
The crazy thing, Aaron, is it wasn't even his man. Like, yeah. He came off of his man. Usually you see a, you know, a 6'9", 6'10", big guy do that. That was a point guard coming off of his man, chasing down a, you know, real quick 20-year-old forward who's probably got 3 or 4 inches on him, and he stuffed him with both hands.
You know, JD, a friend of mine was sitting there at lunch today, and, you know, he was talking about Michael Carter-Williams and then the point guards that are left in the stable going into next year. If the Magic re-sign him, you know, theoretically, you could have 3 point guards of one, Markelle Fultz, DJ Augustine, and Michael Carter-Williams, and that's a very good start for this Magic team, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the ability to give a team 3 different looks. And, you know, the thing that Steve Clifford also likes about Michael Carter-Williams is he can play off the ball. He can, you know, his shooting is an issue, but he can play with DJ some. He can handle the ball, and DJ can play some too. You know, it's all about how you match up defensively. But, you know, Golden State's done that for years. They've been able to get away with a smaller guard like Steph Curry because they have 4 other great defenders. When you have a Michael Carter-Williams, you can get away with maybe playing a Fultz at 2 or playing a DJ Armstrong at 2 because he's such a good defender and can guard just about anybody on the floor.
It's kind of funny you mentioned smaller guards because the Magic will go opposite of one tonight. It's a guard that's attempting to kind of make a late charge in the race for Rookie of the Year. You know, JD, I think on draft night, I think we all thought that Trae Young would be good. I don't think very many of us thought it would be this year. I thought that there would be a learning curve for him to kind of have to learn to play with the size and the grind of an NBA schedule because of how he wore down at the end of the college season last year. But Trae Young certainly has kind of made his name for himself now in the NBA. Does that kind of impress you to see what he has done this late in the season?
It really does because, you know, like you said, he wore down at the end of his at the end of his college season. So you wonder how he could handle, if he couldn't handle 30 games in college, how would he do with 82? But man, he's been phenomenal. He's probably been one of the, you know, 7 or 8, 10 best players in the league over the second half. I think he's at 25 points a game. He's like 9.3 rebound assists a game after the All-Star break. The kid's got 7 30-point, 10 assist games, which that tells you all you need to know about, you know, how dynamic he's been. But oddly, he hasn't played well against the Magic. I mean, you know, 3 losses by the Hawks. He's only shot 16% from 3-point range against the Magic. So somehow, some way, they've been able to, you know, to get in his head a little bit. And let's hope it continues one more game.
Well, I was going to say, if we see any more barking from DJ Augustine and Trae Young, that's going to be the story tonight. Remember the last time these two teams hooked up, those two got in a little bit of a scruffle. That should be fun. But JD, you know, for a team that's in the playoff hunt like the Magic are, and they're hosting a team like the Atlanta Hawks, you know, so much of the rhetoric and the talk and everything that we focus on is, well, what are other teams doing with their schedule? What are Brooklyn and Miami facing? And while some are facing Philadelphia one night, others are facing Toronto, the Magic schedule has been completely different. But these are the games that, you know, late in an NBA season can be really scary, aren't they? Because you're playing a team, one, that's free and loose and doesn't really have anything to fight for. And at the same time, you're playing for guys that are essentially making auditions for teams for either summer league or training camp next year.
Yeah, you know, I think the Magic saw that against Memphis. Memphis came in here and, you know, they had a backup at point guard playing. Mike Conley was sitting out. And, you know, that team fought hard. The Magic probably let their guard down a little bit. You know, the other night, Wednesday night against the Knicks, they throw Mario in there for just a surprise start out of nowhere. Mario gets 29 points. Those guys are fighting for their lives. You know, they're fighting to stay in this league. They want a shot. You know, they're going to come ready to play. Atlanta's going to be the same way tonight. There's a lot of players on that team that are, you know, fighting to stick for next year. And they're not just playing for their GM. They're playing for 29 other GMs across the league. They're trying to be seen. And, you know, to those guys, that game means everything. You know, it may not help Atlanta in the standings, you know, but it means a lot to those other guys. So I think the Magic know that they're going to have to bring every bit of focus they have to this game tonight, because, you know, Atlanta's a team that if you're not ready, if you're not focused, they can come in and hang 130 on you and beat you.
I was going to say, JD, and the most impressive thing is, you know, they just come off a win, a 130-122 win over the Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday night. What is so different about the way that they're playing now as opposed to what we saw in the first three games against this club? Because you look at it, wins of 19, 16, and 10 over the Hawks this year. This is not that same Hawks team.
Yeah. I mean, this Hawks team has beaten Philly twice. They've beaten Utah. You know, big wins. They're playing really well. They're number one in the league in pace there, and they're going to get it and go. You know, they get it to Trey, or, you know, Bembry is real fast. Collins always a threat in the fast court. Yeah, I mean, in the fast break, he's a lob threat all the time. So they're looking to run and gun. They're looking to push the pace. They're looking to try to, you know, wear the other team out. So that's going to be interesting. The Magic have to get back tonight. You know, they have to not turn the ball over. We saw that in Toronto the other night. Turnovers are the first thing that kind of ignite a fast break. So the Magic have to take care of the ball and, you know, get back on defense, because Atlanta's going to run from opening tip to the final horn.
It should be a lot of fun tonight down at the Amway Center. Tickets are still available for Fan Appreciation Night. JD, is this one last question I got for you before we let you go. Is this the wildest ending to a season that you've been a part of following this Magic team? You know, three teams essentially fighting for two spots, and then on the last night, this team could get as high as 6 before the other night. They weren't even in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this 22 years, so I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, no doubt about it. But, I mean, you know, I think we all kind of knew these 3 or 4 teams were going to be right there in the mix. I give Kenny Atkinson credit from Brooklyn. You know, I asked him 6 weeks ago, and Brooklyn had a pretty good lead at the time. He said, look, it's going to go down to the last night. I think he knew the way their schedule was. I think he knew they had a lot of West Coast games. They end the season with Miami, so it theoretically could go down to that last night. But, hey, Wednesday night, it couldn't have gotten any better for the Magic. The Magic won the game, and the three teams around them lost. So that was arguably the most important night in 7 years of Magic basketball. So let's hope it happens again tonight.
Absolutely. And more importantly, JD, they took control of their own destiny. So all you got to do is win out and you are in. And I love the sound of that. And theoretically, you know, if a couple other teams just decided to lose, this team could clinch a playoff spot by the time they take the floor on Sunday against the Boston Celtics, too. Hey, JD, this was so much fun. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. And hopefully it's a wonderful night down at the Amway Center.
Yeah, always my pleasure, and thanks a lot.
Anytime, my man. That was John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. Go check him out. Go give him a follow on Twitter. Does some great in-game updates. Also has some good nuggets for you, too. Magic, as well as the Hawks, are getting set for a 7-10 tip time here at the Amway Center. This is a Magic team that is just one game below sea level. How about that? They were 11 games under at one point. Now just one game below can get back to 500 tonight with a win over the Hawks. We'll see if it happens. All right, when we return on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, we'll take a closer look at tonight's Magic. We'll also tell you maybe why there's some strife between DJ Augustine as well as Trae Young. All that and more coming up here on MDT.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Orlando Magic fans, 2019-20 season plans are on sale now. See all Magic games all season long at Amway Center for as low as $12 per game. That's right. You can watch the Magic take on big opponents like the Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Lakers, and Toronto Raptors for only $12 per game. What are you waiting for? Get your full season plan now. Low monthly payment options are available, so buy today. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Olive Garden and the Orlando Magic have teamed up for a delicious giveaway. When the Magic make 3 or more dunks during a home game, everyone in attendance receives an offer for free soup, salad, and breadsticks. Just look for a text code during or after the game to redeem. Grab your tickets for the opportunity to score this mouth-watering deal. Then show off a few sweet dunks of your own at Olive Garden.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Just want to thank all the Orlando Magic fans for the support that they bring every time we play at Amway Center. It's a huge boost for us. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see you in the playoffs.
That is Nick Vucevic. And how about this? If the Magic win tonight, if they win on Sunday, if they win on Wednesday, then regardless of everything else that happens, the Magic will be in the playoffs. That is the beauty of controlling your own destiny. That is the beauty of taking care of business each and every night. And look, for the past 10 games, this Magic team has done that. 8-2 over the course of their last 10 games, 19-9 since January. That is the nugget that John Denton gave us in that first segment. And that is a testament to not only the job that their skipper has done and Magic head coach Steve Clifford, it's also a testament to how this team has finally bought in. Look, on yesterday's show, we mentioned it multiple times, and we sat here and we said, what is the big defining difference between the job that Steve Clifford has done and his predecessors? And the one commonality was, one, they've stuck with the lineup. You know, this lineup really has not changed since they started this run in probably the last week of January. You know, consistency is key in the NBA, especially when you have something that works. You know, so many times in the last few years, there was a lot of tinkering going on with that starting five. Then there was a lot of tinkering going on with the second unit. How in the world do you find energy? How in the world do you find consistency? How do you find guys to just lock in? Well, that is a testament to the job that Steve Clifford has done. And it's not a knock on anything that his predecessors did before him. You know, it's not a knock on Frank Vogel. It's not a knock on Steve Clifford. At some or at Scott Skiles. At some point or another in their tenure, both those coaches went on runs. Everyone remembers how good that Magic team was in Vogel's first year. And everyone remembers how good that Magic team was in Skiles' lone season up until about mid-January. The difference was it wasn't a gradual increase. You know, I think that is the most impressive thing that we have seen from Steve Clifford this year is this team went through its lulls, went through its struggles. Now, the first couple months of this campaign were not easy. They weren't fun to watch, but they've done it the right way. With each passing month, this team has gradually gotten better. And after the month of January, they have taken off like a rocket ship. and it's been a lot of fun. Welcome into Magic Drive Time, presented to you by International Diamond Center. Magic do have a game tonight. It is the final home game, and like Nick Vucevic said in that clip, tonight is about you, the fans. It is Fan Appreciation Night. You've supported this team for, so far this year, 38 home games. This will be the 39th. Remember, they played those two games in Mexico City that counted as home games. So tonight is technically the 39th home game. And, you know, Cody, we spoke about this in that first segment with John Denton. But the home ledger this year, 24-16. You had the numbers. Since it's the best home mark since 2010-2011 when they went 29-12. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. A lot of that has to do with the way the fans have showed out this year, and a lot of it had to do with what we saw against New York the other night when you could just feel the energy from the crowd when Terrence Ross went on that run to end the third quarter.
No, you can feel it in the building. The energy is palpable, and that's something that you've got to give credit to Magic fans for bringing that every night and getting excited and getting behind this team. When Terrence Ross was going for that third consecutive three-pointer, you could just feel and see people sliding to the edge of their seat, standing up, knowing that Terrence is going to take this shot, and that's the type of energy that they have brought to this team the past handful of months, and that's the type of energy that they're going to bring and can continue to bring if the Magic are able to make the playoffs.
Absolutely, and hopefully we see it tonight down at the AC. It should be a lot of fun. It's a 7 o'clock tip time. Remember, we get underway on the network beginning at about 6:32 with Magic tonight, and that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented to you by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, Atlanta Magic Youth Basketball Camps presented to you by United Healthcare. Our pure excitement. Receive expert instruction, giveaways, and tickets to an Atlanta Magic home game. Boys and girls, ages 6 to 17 of all skills are welcome. Register now at AtlantaMagic.com/youth. All right, guys, we'll see you back here on Monday, hopefully with a playoff spot clinched.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.